This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Tom Doyle on the line from Uncharted Ministries, and we're going to be talking about multiple topics today. The first topic we're going to cover is actually in the U.S. here, we have a new administration, a new president, and his cabinet that he's bringing on board. And interestingly enough, one of the first decisions the president made was to reverse a so-called Muslim ban. This was a pretty controversial legislation that was enacted in 2017. And Tom, I was hoping you could start us off for listeners who might not know, like, why is it a big deal that the president kind of reversed this decision?
Well, you know, Katie, there's a long history with the whole immigration issues that we're facing now. And so this has been called the Muslim ban. It really is not a Muslim ban, but per se, what it was more of a screening against some of the nations that were probably not all that favorable to a relationship with the U.S., that could somewhat be considered maybe adversaries in some ways. And so unfortunately that hurts good people that need to get out. And so, but the history even goes back into Obama days when Muslims were let in pretty freely, even at the expense of Christians that were trying to get out, let's say from Syria, who were in the midst of the war. One of our national leaders was in the country and was in the Michigan area and heard some of the family names that he knew from Syria and was shocked that the families had been granted admission to the U.S. when they were known terrorists in Syria. In fact, Syria wanted them gone, wanted them to be deported, and somehow the standards were so loose during those days that known terrorist families were actually getting into the United States. So there was a reaction when the Trump administration came in, and so there was a halting of immigration. Certain countries, I think five of them were Muslim countries, but there were others. So now this has changed. And I think for us as believers, we can sit here all day and play politics and talk about the Obama administration, the Trump administration, the whatever administration, the Biden administration. But I think really when you look at the New Testament, the Spirit of Jesus and what the apostles did, they were ready to reach out to all people, no matter where they were from. You see Jesus reaching out to Roman soldiers, a woman from Tyre, foreigners. It really didn't matter. And so we can sit and debate this all day. But for us as believers, we know this. It's a golden opportunity for us because never before have Muslims been so open to the gospel and the love of Christ. So I would just call on Christians to try not to see things through a political lens, but through a biblical lens. And we need to reach out to them. Muslims have come here. They're attracted to our country, the freedom that we experience. And we as believers need to put our best foot forward and build relationships with them. There's an openness to the gospel. One of the reasons that they have come to our country in the first place is that Islamic governments failed them. So let's reach them. Let's build friendships. Let's reach out to them with the love of Christ.
And you answered my next question, so I'll skip ahead to the third one. When we think about a biblical response and reaching out to these incoming Muslims, do you have any advice or some resources that we can turn to? I know you just came out with a new book. Is that something people can, U.S. Christians can read and kind of find a way to reach out?
Oh, absolutely. Yesterday it just released Women Who Risk, Secret Agents for Jesus in the Muslim World. And it's about heroic women that have come to faith in Christ in the face of incredible danger and threat to their lives in Muslim countries. Their stories are thrilling. They're real life. It's not fiction, but it reads fast-paced like fiction. I think readers will be inspired, but at the end, we give good points of what we can do, action points, what we can do here in America. So as believers, we've got to think globally, but act locally. So what about all these Muslims that are brought here? We give points on how to reach out to them, how to build friendships. Many of them are very lonely, having left their families. They're hoping to be noticed. The women that are behind burqas, they're hoping to build friendships. And we can do that very, very easily. Some great points in the book, but really just, I think for believers listening to this today, start with a friendship. Go out of your way to meet Muslims. It is the largest unreached people group in the world, 1/5 of the planet. And they're here and more are coming. And we say this at Uncharted, the Muslims are coming, the Muslims are coming, the Muslims are here. So what are we going to do about it? Are we going to reach out with the love of Christ, or are we going to be afraid, indifferent, complacent, marginalize them? That's not the heart of Jesus. Let's reach out with love, build friendships, and see what happens as we share the gospel with them.